In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, pillar of faith, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are in this year of faith, our Holy Father Pope Benedict has proclaimed, beginning in October. And we have this gospel today of Bartimaeus, the blind man who is sitting on the side of the road, and he hears that Jesus is coming. He's heard many things about Jesus, and he's heard that he can do miracles, and so he begins to cry out for Jesus to have pity on him, to have mercy on him. And it's interesting the crowd's reaction around Bartimaeus. Before, when he's trying to get our Lord's attention, they're telling him, shh, be quiet, shut up. And then when our Lord finally says, you know, call him, all of a sudden they say, oh, he's calling you, come. You know, he's calling you, go. It's if our Lord wants something, all kinds of obstacles we put aside. You know, people who are in opposition to you, if it's God's will, they will not be able to stop you. And Bartimaeus had that kind of faith, that kind of already had an inkling, you know, that little beginnings of faith planted in his heart already by grace to know that he needed Jesus' help. And he wasn't going to take no for an answer. He was going to make himself even a nuisance to those around him so that he could get his attention. Recently, the theologian for the Vatican, one of the theologians, speaking about the act of faith. You know, when we think of the gift of faith, which is something that we're going to probably be meditating on and hearing about all this year, the gift of faith is really one. It's the greatest gift we have received. Because with the gift of faith, there's twofold thing that happens. First and foremost, with the gift of faith, we begin a relationship with Jesus and the Holy Trinity. You know, we're always taught that in baptism, you know, that at baptism, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost come and dwell in our souls by grace. There is a relationship that is formed with the gift of faith that we cannot have without it. We cannot have this filial and this familial relationship with God without the gift of faith. And it's not something that we can produce. God has to raise us up. He has to elevate us. We're not self-made men. Atheists are self-made men and they're a mess because they think that they can do it on their own. But God must elevate us. He must raise us up. Because we cannot, it's supernatural, it's beyond our means to arrive at belief in all those things that we know by faith. What are those things? That God is three in one, that the second person of the Blessed Trinity became man and died for us. These are things that God must reveal to us. We cannot, you might say, just use our sheer intellect and come to know that. So God has to reveal that. He has to manifest himself to us. And that takes place for most of us at baptism when we're infants. And that's where we see that the act of faith is a sheer grace, meaning gift. We didn't ask for baptism when we're an infant. Just as we didn't ask to be, you might say, to be conceived. None of us had any kind of, you might say in our being conceived. That was something that was a sheer gift to us, this gift of life. Natural life is a gift to us. It's so sad to see that in our world today, we don't see that as a gift. But even more so is the supernatural life that we have received at baptism is also a sheer grace, a gift. God has given that to us. He is, you know, of all the souls in the world, you know, one of those meditations they used to have you make, maybe in the old catechism was, you know, think of all the souls that have been conceived and born into the world, who did not receive baptism. You know, all those pagans who didn't get that grace to have that sheer gift of God to be, that our parents were Christian and they had enough love for us to want to introduce us to God at an early age as an infant to have us baptized. That's a great grace. And so that's the first act, you might say. The first thing that grace, or that the gift of faith does, is it builds this, or establishes this relationship where we can call God our Father, Jesus our brother, Our Lady is our mother, in the order of grace. That is the first thing that happens with the act and with the gift of faith. And the second thing that happens is that there's an intellectual element of faith, that it gives us a light to see things, as I said earlier, you know, that we could not know on our own, that God has to reveal them. He has to show them to us. And, you know, when we've been baptized as an infant, we sometimes take for granted that we just know these things, but it's because we have been immersed, you might say, in them at an early age. It just seems so, well, who wouldn't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and who wouldn't see the church as being his mystical body? It's because we've been introduced to it, hopefully, as such a young age that it's just almost like second nature to us, because we have received this intellectual light. And so sometimes we must be patient with people who do not have the gift of faith, that they don't see the church as being the mystical body of Christ, or they don't see Jesus and believe that he is the Son of God. They have to be seeking that. It has to be revealed to them, but they must, you know, be intellectually searching for the truth. And if they're honest, God will help them. Bartimaeus already had, you might say, an inkling of faith. He knew that Jesus could do something for him that he could not do for himself. He was blind. He wanted to see. And the blindness that he had physically, he might say he saw more by faith already that Jesus was the one to help him than many people who are, you know, physically blind. They can see things far more clearly than those who have eyes. And those around him maybe didn't even see that the necessity that they needed to have Jesus, like Bartimaeus. You know, Bartimaeus probably was, of all the people in the crowd, was the one who had the best eyesight, in that he knew that Jesus was the one who could help him. The others probably thought, well, Jesus, he's a very important figure. We've heard a lot about him. He's kind of famous right now. But none of them, it seems, saw as clearly as Bartimaeus that he needed his help. And that's what we have to understand. Without faith, we need faith. We need that grace. We cannot be complete or whole without this supernatural gift. Man is incomplete without faith, hope, and charity. And all those other two, hope and charity, come with that first gift, you might say, with the gift of faith that's given to us. As St. Paul says, the love of God has been poured into our hearts at baptism. So all these things, but the gift of faith is that entrance, that's the door, as Holy Father Pope Benedict keeps talking about. It's the door with which we enter into this whole new world, this whole new life that we have with God, that we can see God as our Father and we are his children. And finally, you know, when our Lord says to him, what can I do for you? What do you want me to do for you? He says, Master, I want to see. The other thing that this Vatican theologian says, you know, it comes out very clearly that we need to realize that faith is something that we need to exercise throughout every day of our life. It's not like we receive the inkling, we receive the seed is planted in us at baptism, or whenever, you know, we have received the sacrament, whether it be as an infant or as an adult, as a convert, the seed is planted. But we need to continue to water it and to nurture it. How do we do that? By making acts of faith. In other words, we can increase in faith by utilizing and exercising the faith that we already have. And he says that we need to believe in the supernatural quality of the virtue of faith that has been given to us as a tool so that we can encounter God. Then there is a divine fecundity in what we do, the fruitfulness of grace. Sometimes that might involve something very simple, such as saying, God loves you. But he says that, you know, the gift of faith is like the little spark in the spark plug of the engine. You know, we get that first spark at baptism, and it gets the engine of faith, you might say, starts running. But we need to also keep it going by, throughout our life, in difficult moments, he says, sometimes we do it once in a moment, he said, but the issue for the new evangelization is to learn how to make these acts of faith every day. When you're preaching, when you're teaching, when you're praying or engaged in conversation with a difficult teenager who's going through a difficult phase. In every situation, before we open our mouths, we need to make an act of faith and believe that faith has the power of touching God. That faith is the way that we encounter God because we have this door that's been opened to us. Without faith, the door is shut. We can't encounter God. As much as we would like to, we can't do it unless God opens the door. We can knock, and we can open it only to the sense that we say, I need you, like Bartimaeus. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. That's how we open the door, because we need to say to Jesus, please come. Please send me the gift of faith. That's after baptism. We need to make those kind of acts of faith. I need your help. Come to me, Lord. And so during different moments, difficult moments in our lives, we may have to make an explicit act of faith. We may have all this. We have virtual acts of faith. We came to Mass today. We might even not even made any kind of explicit, you know, I have to go to Mass today because I'm going to encounter God. It's become kind of like second nature to us. There are certain moments in our life, though, when we encounter a difficult situation. You know, like maybe a young woman who's having a child out of wedlock, and she has to say, okay, I have to make an act of faith that I have to do and follow God's will. Abortion is not an answer, is not the answer. I have to make an act of faith in God that even though I have done something wrong and I should have followed His law, I still like two wrongs don't make a right. And so I have to make an act of faith and trust that God will help me if I do the right thing. Or a married couple experiencing difficulties, they have to make an act of faith that yes, I have vowed to God to remain faithful till death do us part, and no matter what situation I face, God's grace is there. It's where His miracles will be worked if I have trust in Him. God does not work miracles where there's no faith. We can see that very clearly. He always wants at least some inkling of faith in us to say, I need your help, as Bartimaeus did. If there's no faith, there's no grace that will be there to work in our life. And we have this gift of faith, and we need to turn to our Lord in these difficult moments. And we all have difficult moments. We all have trials. There's not a person here who's not going to have a trial. But when those trials come, that's where we have to turn and make acts of faith. Turn to God. We have to have, as I've said before, as some say, faith is that invisible means of support. Without that invisible means of support, we are going to hang, and we aren't going to hold on to the rope around our. We're not going to survive without faith in our world today, because that's really we cannot do it without God, and that's what faith always reminds us that we are. We are not alone, but also that we can't do it without God, that God has the one who will work through us if we give Him the invitation. The invitation is, Lord, help me. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That always is a prayer that we can say every day because we can always have more faith. The thing about the theological virtues is that we must always be reminded we can never have too much faith, too much hope, and too much love, too much charity. In one sense, we'll never be a glutton for those. We can never be too much filled with those because they have God as our object. And so let us be mindful of that today, that as we look to Bartimaeus, who called on our Lord that I might see. Well, in difficult moments in our life, when we're having struggles or whatever, that we have that same prayer on our lips, Lord, that I might see. What are you trying to show me right now in my life, Lord? May I see what you want me to see? You know, and I trust that if I always do things according to your will, you know, I won't ever have his blessing if I do something contrary to God's will. I won't get ahead spiritually if I'm going to think that I can sin and be pleasing to God, that I must do it his way. And if I do it his way, even if I have to suffer something, I will always come out on top because God is with me. We need to always be mindful of that, that throughout our daily life, in every moment, if we have this, can you might say, making these acts of faith throughout our day, then when we see something happen, we'll be able to see it in the light of faith. We'll be able to see God's hand in it, whether it be a good news or bad news, either a trial, difficulty, a joy, a pleasure, that we want to live our life really in this abiding presence of God. And that is what we have with the gift of faith. So as we celebrate this year of faith, maybe let us throughout our day try to be more conscious of making acts of faith. And you know, as I said, that can be just a simple prayer, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Or it can be reciting the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed. You know, we say that every time we pray the rosary. It's a good custom that has come about, especially in the English-speaking world, that before you begin the rosary that you recite the Apostles' Creed. We're going to again recite the Creed at Mass here on Sunday. That all those things that seem like very dry theological points are really things that tell us about the encounter that we have with these three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who love us so much, that God is love, and that we can only experience that love with and through the gift of faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.